Greetings.
Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcast of Imam Chayim Chabal the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us this morning on this beautiful warm Sunday morning, or even I should say hot Sunday morning. It's such a beautiful sunshiny day. Today we are going to bring to you a broadcast about, are you prepared for the end of your journey? Life is a journey, and time is going out, because the journey takes us to a destination. It seems like we have a lot of static for some reason. I hope that that can be corrected. It's going to be difficult to pass over the static that we have. We are created to prepare for this journey by living a good life in righteousness and truth. Dr. Seavey, a well-known warrior in the field of healing through natural medicines from the earth, and who was in a constant battle with the system to prove that his cures were real, his word was honored and his claims were true. He was called to his eternal home yesterday, thus ending his journey here on the battlefield of earth. Thousands of people around the world are mourning his death, and many believe it was foul play and not natural causes that took his life, as he was on vacation at the time and had been jailed, but was considered in the best of health. And as he was reaching, approaching the age of 90. The point is, however, that we are all on a journey, and one day every living soul will have a taste of death. Are we prepared for the crossover? Will it really be into paradise, or will it be into the hellfire? Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us today. As you can see, we're going to have a beautiful discussion for you. And now, without any further delay, I bring to you Imam Chayim Chabal.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
I greet all my listening audience, beautiful people. My greetings of peace from all the prophets, from Adam, the first prophet, down to the last prophet of Almighty Allah, our Almighty God, for all mankind, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and peace be upon all the prophets and messengers of Allah, Almighty Allah, until this very day. Those who are trying to take the message of Allah to man, humankind, and I say humankind because everybody that's in a physical body is not human, because, you know, the body is the animal part of the human being. It functions just like the animal world. All animals function the same way we function as an animal. But what distinguishes the human being from the animal life is the spirit of Allah inside the human heart. It raises us up to a state of intelligence where we can distinguish right from wrong, good from evil. Without the spirit of Allah in us, we are just an animal, and we don't have the mind or intelligence to distinguish what's good for us from what's bad. On this life journey, we must. It is absolutely incumbent and a must, a necessity, that we try our best, yet with sincerity, to understand our Creator inside of us. A lot of people go looking for Almighty God, Allah, in religion, even in Islam, which is a way of life. And they will go to these places looking for somebody to teach them about God, which is nothing wrong with that. But if you don't already have a personal connection inside of yourself with God, then you're just going to these places on your own without guidance. You've got to already have the guidance of the Creator in you before you can go seek His guidance, or He will direct you to go to seek guidance. Why? Because you've got a lot of false preachers, false teachers of religion today, in religion. In fact, most all of them are false, because they have become so caught up into the material world that they're trying to mix the material life with the spiritual life, and it's no comparison. The material things Allah said in the material world are dead. They are just a task. They are temporary. But the life and truth and righteousness of Allah inside of us is eternal. So I just wanted to say life is a journey, as the title depicts or relates, and the journey begins when we are born. One of the journeys is that when we are born, created as an animal in the body, the flesh, we begin to die. That journey takes us to physical death. But there's another journey that comes after the physical death, and that is the spiritual journey. But if you only give your life over to trying to satisfy your carnal or flesh desires, and you don't learn of your spiritual life, and that journey that you have to make spiritually, you will never make that journey spiritually back to your Creator. You're going to make a journey back to Him, but it won't be spiritual. It will be a life, a journey of evil, a journey of sin, a journey of wickedness, and you will wind up going to a place that the Creator has prepared for people who reject His reality and the way of life and the purpose of life that He created for them in this world. You won't make it back home to Him, but you will go to the place called hell. And that is an everlasting destination that's full of torment forever. So with that said, I just want to say peace, because our time is short and I want to bring on the beautiful guests that we have. I say peace be unto you as I begin. Everybody, I certainly wish peace upon you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Imam Shahid Shabazz. And I see here that we have a few guests who joined us this morning. I want to let you know that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, and we are the Creator. Today's discussion is, are you prepared for the end of your journey? You people, Imam Shabazz is teaching seriously. We must understand and realize and become serious about the fact that we are here for a purpose, and we are here for only a time. And no one knows when that time's up. So therefore, focus on the end of the journey, which is our eternal life and eternal home, where we will be forever, and really striving seriously to prepare ourselves for the purpose that we were put on earth for. What that's going to be, the end of the journey of when? People keep talking about everyone thinks they're going to heaven. As the man said, Shabazz says, but nobody wants to die. And everyone thinks they're going to heaven and feels like they can live any kind of life they want to. But that's not the way it is. We're put here to live a certain kind of life. Life that our Creator has prepared for us. And He has outlined, given us everything, told us what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to do it. He's prepared everything we need to exist here on earth and sustain us and to live a good life. Our choices is what makes the difference in how we live. It's our choice. So we're responsible for whether we have that good life or not, because of the choices that we make in life. So He wants you to sit and think seriously about your choices and whether they are pleasing the Creator who put you here.
whether they are the work of the Creator to sit here, or whether they are your self-desire. It seems like we're getting some static. It sounds like it's some outside static somewhere. The name of Shabazz, do you have a window of where you are in your car or something? Are you on the street? The name of Shabazz?
Yes.
Yes. Are you on the street? Do you have a window up? It seems like you're getting some static, and it seems like it could be coming from the street.
Okay, well, you should hear that now.
No, I don't hear it now. But slightly I did. But not like it was, not as loud. We have a guest today who has joined us, our beautiful guest, as usual, and that is Brother Larry Holloway from Durham, North Carolina. We want to invite him on now to say a few words. And thank him for coming on. He's such a great, great supporter. And we really thank Allah for blessing us with Brother Larry. You don't find many people like that on earth today.
Yes, good morning.
Walaikum salam, Brother Larry.
Yes, yes. Yes, I'd like to thank you all. And I certainly give praise to Almighty God Allah for a great day and another radio program here this morning. I'd like to, I come on a lot of times, of course, because to support Brother Shahid and Sister Issa, to give support and as well as to learn from the upliftment that our Brother Shahid, Imam Shahid, have to share with us. I look at it, it's such a great thing to be able to just reach out and touch and speak on some something positive that we can come together, speak on some things positive. And we don't have to, with the radio show, you don't have to look at a brother or sister, whoever you're talking to here, just to see what they got on or what they're wearing or what they look like. It's just, it's a great thing to just hear some things that's coming from your heart and your mind. So that's a great thing, and I'm certainly in support of that. I do love to give credit to Brother Shahid, Imam Shahid, and Sister Issa for you guys' hard work in reference to bringing the show on. And I know it is some work, so I'd like to give credit and thanks for that. I'd like to give praise again, as I may say, to Almighty Allah. And I don't want to be long because I know it's a short program. So I just would like to say that we just need to continue to strive, continue to make effort in a positive way, and look for the positive things that's before us, because there's a lot of negative stuff out here today. So if we can take that that negative, and like the old grandmom and our ancestors used to do when they used to prepare a meal, just take whatever we got and just make a meal out of it. And we can survive and with faith have, look forward to another day. Take the old clothes that they used to have and patch them up and get through another winter, get through another day. So we can take this, even with this negative energy, this negative, not energy, but these negative things that's going on right before our eyes out here. We can take all that negative stuff and just make it positive, because if you're a seeker of goodwill and you're a seeker of good things through Almighty Allah, Allah will certainly show you the positives in a lot of things that are put before us that's meant to be negative, meant to bring us down, that's meant to destroy us. If we are seekers of goodwill with faith in Almighty Allah, He would certainly let us see the positive things, and we would be able to grasp for the positive things from those things that are meant to destroy us. So I like to encourage brothers and sisters, the listeners, to let's try to take heed in doing so. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam, Brother Larry, and thank you very much for those comments. That is true that, you know, life has a positive and life has a negative. And Almighty Allah said He created good and evil as a trial, a test. You would consider the bad, the negative. But it was created only to test us. It wasn't created to destroy us. Negative is created to help us appreciate the positive. Even I like to use this analogy a lot of a negative and positive wire to start vehicles. You can't start the vehicle without a negative and a positive. But when you put them together, they ignite the engine and turn the engine on. I mean, they turn the battery, they go through the battery, and it turns the engine on. So we have to, like Brother Larry said, look at the negative all around us, but you can't get the positive out of the negative unless you have faith in a supreme creator, a supreme being that you can't see. You have to recognize that the creator, whoever you call him, Jesus or Allah or Jehovah or Yahweh, it doesn't matter if that's what you want to call him, as long as you recognize he ain't no human being. He ain't creation. He's the creator of all creation. And though you don't see him, he sees you at all times because he's omnipresent. He's never absent at any time or place. So we have to worship him in spirit and truth only. Now, they say that in the Bible. But most Christians are saved. People that say they're Christians, they don't follow that. They worship him in the flesh of a man called Jesus, and that ain't even the real prophet of Allah that lived 2,000 years ago. That's a not white man that they done made up like Jesus. And Jesus lived 2,000 years ago, and it ain't important his skin color. It's important the message that he brought. And the message that he brought is the same message that the one came after him as the last prophet brought. It is the core message of all people's faith. That is the belief that there's only one God, one creator for everybody. The one creator that created all creation and all things. And one creator that all things and all beings will soon return back to for judgment. If you believe this, then you will be guided by this creator if you submit your will, which is wrong. Our will is wrong. We submit our will to his divine will, which is all good, then we can find the good and even in the bad. Even in the bad, unless we can turn it to good if we have faith and trust in the goodness and the power of the creator because he's all powerful and all good. Just wanted to say that to add to what Brother Larry said. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum alaikum. Keep on, brother. Keep on. Yes, sir. Sir, the love is coming in power to you today and also for the Lord. I want to thank both of them for joining us today. And I see we have another caller in today, and I believe this caller is a caller that we haven't heard from in a while, but we'd love to have him on too. You hear his beautiful knowledge that he has listened that he has to give to us. Daniel, how are you today?
I'm well. How you doing, Isaac?
All right, yes. We're so glad to have you on.
Hey, I'm Shai. How you doing? So I'm like, So,
can you talk up? You sound kind of muffled.
Yeah, it's my phone situation. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit better now, but at first I couldn't hardly hear you.
Okay. Well, I just tuned in just now. So I just heard just a brief snippet of what you're saying. But I'm going to add into that, you're absolutely correct. I mean, you can't have a positive without the negative. But see, there's a good negative, believe it or not, and then there's a bad negative. And see, a lot of people, especially right now, what's going on, especially with this clown running for president, all the bad negatives. Go ahead.
Can I share something with your brother Pettis? I must correct you because I'm the host. There is no such a thing as a bad negative. I mean a good negative. Negative,
this is what I mean.
I said
a lot.
Wait a minute. Hold up, brother.
All right.
Hold up if you will. As the host, I must do this. Allah, the Creator, said he created us and he put us in a world with bad and good to test our faith to see which of us would be best in conduct. You cannot, he said all good comes from Allah. And all the bad come from ourselves. Yeah, but you can't look for a negative and get positive out of negative. That's impossible.
Because you cut me off. So let me finish.
Go on, brother.
Let me finish. All right. You can't just have all positive. There's positive protons and there's negative protons. It's a necessary evil. You understand what I'm saying? But see, there's a negative that is just straight up evil. There's a negative that's required of law. In nature, that is a negative there. It has to be. All right? Just like there's a positive. So I'm just going to break it down scientifically for you because that's what God is, too. God is all things. So, therefore, when you have a negative.
God is not bad. Allah is not bad.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not saying that. You're misconstruing what I'm trying to say. Everything that is created is created by God. True or false? You can't have one without the other.
I'm gonna let you listen. I'm gonna just listen at you,
What we're supposed to do is to listen and hear. We can each other to agree to disagree. And so, with the mercy, hear each other through first. Then, once the person has completed what he has to say, then it's our time again. Then we say what we have to say about.
Exactly.
But we don't want to interrupt one another. We want to hear each other through.
So what I was saying was, all things were created by God. You can't have a negative without a positive, and a positive without the negative. And that's just the way it is. You can say what you will, but this world was created by who? God, right? In nature, there's a positive, and then there's a negative, all the way down to the micron. But then you have an extreme. You have an extreme negative. You have an extreme evil. That's which turns the evil, when people just do straight up evil, not God's will. God flows like water through stone. You understand what I'm saying? That's all the point I'm trying to say. You just got to think on it. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I myself personally, and I agree with what the sister said, but sometimes, and I've heard many speakers, they have had to come in, and I apologize. I wasn't trying to interrupt you or cut you, but me as being the witness of Allah, I have to cut anybody, even when I'm out here working. I have to cut people in a polite way, not in a negative way. Now, there's no negative that's good. No negative that's good. Allah said he can bring good out of negative, but only Allah can do that. But he didn't say negative was good. There's no wrong that's right. Allah said he can bring right out of wrong, but only the Creator can do that. So basically, I'm through. I'm not going to keep going over. If Brother Larry wants to elaborate on this because the time is short, or the co-host, she corrected me about, breaking in on you when you were talking. As I said, I apologize. It wasn't my intent for harm, but I still don't consider myself of this society. This so-called miseducation of this European, where you got to be so down and into this so-called miseducation, where you think that you're speaking proper, or everything is proper according to the Caucasian, how he taught you in his miseducated schools with his miseducated teachers. So I'm not in that category. I went to the school, the university of the universe of the Creator. That's all. I'm a student of the university of the universe of the Creator of the universe. That's where I got my education. I got a little education from the European school, which is basic education, learning how to read, write, add, and spell so I could conceive and perceive the truths are the truth of Almighty God Allah. And that's me. I'm not educated, educated in higher learning, as they call it in this country, which really is higher miseducation. Look at the so-called higher educated or high learned. Look at their conduct. So the most important thing is good conduct. So even in what you said, if you don't come out of the negative into the positive, I heard somebody seem like talking. Brother Larry, do you have anything you want to say at this time?
Yes, so appreciate I would like to say, and I'm like the sister, we certainly need to hear each other. That's really what the topic is about when we talk about negative and positive, because there are negative out here. And with us being seekers being seekers of goodwill, as I may say, with us being seekers and trying to seek Allah's guidance, then when we are seekers of that, we're going to always be blessed with the positive anyway. Some things that we perceive as being negative, we see negative because if we can speak of the goodwill, we are going to get the positive out of it. And again, as I was comparing, and I know we got to go. I was comparing back in the day when we didn't have good proofs to eat. God blessed us to come through that. It wasn't good, and it was sometimes throwaway, which we may consider negative. But if we are seekers of goodwill, Allah is going to make that, as you say, Brother Shaheed, teaching it, that Allah is going to make that, it's going to be good because it's coming from Allah. You know, and what Allah says is good because we are taught through the prophets of all time.
Excuse me, I really hate to interrupt you. We have about over 2 minutes left now, about 2.5 minutes. And I want to remind the audience that you are listening to Are You Prepared for the End of Your Journey? We did want to get off the subject, so we apologize for that. At some point should be coming back to that subject. I really wanted to ask the brother if something really happened there this weekend that I thought could be mentioned on our program. We don't have the time for it now. We do have two other guests that are showing up on here, too, and one of them just seems to have hung up. But we want to be thankful for these guests that we have and who are coming into our show. We'll have one who's been on here for maybe about a couple of minutes now. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Akita. I'm calling from Bowie,
Maryland. We want to thank you for joining our show.
Well, I just want to say that I commend you on continuing this wonderful dialogue, and I look forward to joining earlier for the next broadcast. And I think good conduct is probably something that all of us really need to look at, because when we see the character of many of the people and the way they're behaving today, he's very on point. Because if you have good character, then you know who you are and what you're supposed to do. Because Allah, God just made all of us so that we could all know where we're going and what we're doing. Just use your positive thinking. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sister Hasiba. Yes, our beautiful, beautiful sister. And she's such a wonderful person. We pray a lot that she can come on again at an earlier time and join us when she would be able to give us more of her wisdom that she has. And she's a very knowledgeable and wise person, too, that I think we all need to hear from. And now that the show is going ending, we have about 30 seconds left, so we're going to let Imam Shaheed Shabazz conclude the show for today with the prayer.
First of all, Sister Siebel, Hasiba,
yes.
Thank you very much, because what you said was just confirming what I was trying to share with the brother earlier and Brother Larry, too. Allah said he created the world all good. And with that said, we are supposed to seek the good and in the negative, turn the negative into good if we have faith and follow the goodwill of Allah. So the prayer I will conclude with, I pray to Allah, the creator of every human being and every living thing in the heavens and the earth. And all creations, I pray and ask him to bless us all with the understanding that he created us to be best in conduct, to see which of us will be best in conduct. Ameen. Thank you all for coming on, and I pray that everybody did get some understanding that will help us on our spiritual journey back to our Creator. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum.
Malika, my friend, thank you again for listening on. Join us again next Sunday, same time, 10:30 a.m. from the Reality of the Creator.